You're listening to Sound Escapes. I'm Gordon Hempton, the sound tracker. John Muir was perhaps our greatest 19th century naturalist. He's been called the father of our national parks because he led the campaign to designate Yosemite as a national park. As soon as I opened up John Muir's writings, I found my mentor. He writes so accurately and poetically that I regard him as nature's first sound recordist, simply using his most advanced available technology, which at the time was pen and paper. Of all the sounds that John Muir describes in his many pages, I noticed that quite clearly the sound of water attracted his attention most. How delightful the water music, the deep bass tones of the fall, the clashing ringing spray, an infinite variety of small low tones of the current gliding past the side of the boulder island and glinting against a thousand smaller stones down the ferny channel. I felt that rather than just read his words, that I would have to walk in his footsteps. So today, we'll follow the sounds of the Merced River in Yosemite. Water makes every sound imaginable and occupies every frequency audible to the human ear, and certainly spans the dynamic range from the faintest sound where you only think you hear the snow melt to near distortion when vernal falls is plunging and slaps onto the rocks. Let's listen. Thank you, John Muir. May we always protect what you sought to preserve. Sound Escapes is produced by Mark Bramhill and John Kessler. Ashley Ahern is our editor. Be sure to check out our website, birdnote.org, to see photos. This podcast is made possible by Jim and Berta Falconer of Seattle. During our next episode, we will learn that deserts are not deserted when we travel halfway around the world to the Kalahari Desert of South Africa. I'm Gordon Hempton. I hope you'll join me.
This is not a public service announcement. This is a one-minute mystery.
Europeans love the game football, or what we commonly call soccer. The excitement of attending a game often increases dramatically when you're surrounded by the crowd screaming for their favorite teams and players. Not long ago, Coventry, England hosted a soccer tournament. Following the introduction of the players and the singing of the national anthem, an announcement came over the PA asking the crowd to keep the noise to a minimum throughout the game. Why would such a strange request be made?
And here's the solution to our mystery.
The tournament was being played by five teams of blind soccer players. The soccer ball they used was filled with 100 ball bearings. Everyone had to remain quiet so that the players could hear the ball's location.
And now back to our regular programming.